The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. He had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better way, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. It could be us who worry so many things that we at times are not at peace. We want things to be settled, but we have not enough time, enough energy. But Jesus said one very important thing. There is need of only one thing. What's that thing? Now, later in Luke chapter 11, verse 28, give the answer. "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." And this word Jesus gave to the people because the people, one woman was praising his mother. "Oh, blessed the womb that bore you and the breast that feed you." And that, of course, is very important to feed Jesus, to give birth to Jesus. But then Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." That's to her mother, to his mother. Because his mother listened to the calling of God, the handmaid of the Lord. She responded to the angel Gabriel because he was calling to be mother of Christ. And she said, "Yes." And that yes gave glory to God. And that's what Jesus is expecting each one of us, any moment, our yes to the will of God. Of course, you might ask, what is the will of God? Simply, every moment, there is a place for the will of God. This moment, you sit down and listen. I stand and speak. This is the will of God for me, that this woman, you, this woman. When we live the will of God, we are in God. Just simple. So it's not very extravagant to do extraordinary work to the will of God. But God, of course, there are other moments that we have to suffer, you have to carry our cross. But this moment, simple, you don't have to carry a cross, you just sit down and listen. If you deliberately fade away to the other thoughts, then you are not living the will of God. So it's simple. When you have someone, stay with that person, listen without judging, come care, compassionate. That's the moment God is asking us simple things. So let us live up to the will of God and always try to say out yes to his will. And that's the blessed thing. It's Jesus doesn't mean Martha is doing too much. It's too much in a sense, but her thoughts only for work without thinking about the will of God. Her sister sitting down. But that woman, I don't think Jesus did so much serving. That's why Mary sit down and listen. And so she said Mary has chosen the better part. The part to listen to the word of God. That part for her is to sit down and listen. And that's what praise. They give glory to the Lord because she is the one who really follows Christ with a peaceful heart.